Peoria Mayor Jim Artis is stepping away after 16 years, but Election Day has come and gone, and we still don't know who's replacing him.
The final count will be on the 20th, and then we're going to canvass and make the election official on the 21st.
That's the Peoria County Election Commission's Tom Bride. More from him just ahead, and later you'll hear from Jim Artis. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Thursday, April 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. It will take at least another 2 weeks to determine who will be Peoria's next mayor. Joe Deacon reports.
With just 73 votes out of 16,000 ballots cast, separating Jim Montelongo and Rita Ali in the unofficial results from election night, the candidates are now in somewhat of a holding pattern. Peoria County Election Commission Executive Director Tom Bride says up to 675 vote-by-mail ballots remain uncounted, with some arriving late Tuesday afternoon and others still trickling in.
Anything that is eligible, we will process and count starting at 1 p.m., and then we'll continue that process Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the last count of any eligible ballots will be the 20th.
Ballots postmarked by April 6th can be added to the totals. Bride says the Election Commission will make the results official on the 21st. If the results are still close, Bride says the trailing candidate's first option would be to request a discovery recount.
Or they could go straight to court, but usually you start with a discovery recount. They have 5 days from when we finalize when the official results are canvassed. They have 5 days from them to ask for a discovery recount.
Bride says elections this close are not necessarily uncommon, but typically not for the city's top office.
I mean, we've had races. We had a city council race. We had an at-large primary. We just had the township supervisor's race, but I don't remember a mayor's race.
Bride says voter turnout for the entire county came in at 17%, but the figure was almost 5 points higher within the city of Peoria itself. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported Wednesday 369 new COVID-19 cases as Peoria County sees a spike in its test positivity rate. Illinois Department of Public Health figures show Peoria County with a 7-day rolling positivity average of 12.8% through Sunday. The daily positivity figures topped 18% both days over the weekend. And barring anything unexpected, East Peoria will bring back recycling this year. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. For the first time in 22 years, Jim Artis won't be a part of Peoria city government. Tim Shelley recently sat down with the outgoing mayor.
It was a process that Mimi and I really kind of started at the very beginning when I first ran for city council. And, you know, it's always important to make sure that, you know, your family's on board when you do something like that. And so it got to the point again this year where we sat down to have our every 4-year talk. And Mimi was very supportive, as she always has been. And I think the difference this time is she said, well, just keep in mind, we're both going to be 62 this spring. We have a couple of grandchildren. We have one of our kids is getting married this summer. And, you know, in 4 more years, we'll be 66. And there was something about that, all of those things put together that have never really presented themselves before when we were contemplating another run. The decision wasn't made that night, but it definitely gave us a lot to think about. And we prayed on it a lot and, you know, revisited it a couple more times. And it was a tough decision. It really was. I mean, you know, when really is a good time to walk away? But we decided together that this was probably a good time. You know, we're both in good health. Time to move along. Next chapter.
You've been on the council since 99, and you've been mayor since 2005. So, I mean, quite a bit of history, a lot you've seen here over the past 20-odd years.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened. I mean, when I first ran for the city council, I was 39 years old. And, you know, I was one of the younger folks on the council. And it's just kind of hard now, you know, at times 22 years seemed like a million years ago, and at times it seems like it was only a couple years ago. But the reality is it's been, you know, 22 years, and, you know, now I'm the old guy that retrospectively that I was looking at when I first got on the council. I'm one of those guys now, and the younger people are looking at and saying, you know, it's time for new leadership, and it's time for younger leadership, and everything kind of comes around. I look forward to that. I mean, that's, our community needs to engage more younger leaders.
You're at OSF now, so you're not going away entirely. People are still going to see you out and about in the community. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been born and raised in Peoria, and I have no plans to leave. I love this community. I don't ever anticipate leaving this community. And so I went up to the foundation at OSF a year ago, just a little over a year ago. And it's I didn't go up there with any intentions of leaving the mayor's office anytime soon. But as it's turned out, I mean, I think a lot of this is just kind of how God's plans work. And this is, it's a great group of people up there. Tom Hamerton's the president of the foundation, and he just has assembled an unbelievable team up there. And OSF, as everybody knows, are doing a lot of really, really good things in our community. And so to be able to play a part in that, help raise awareness, help raise funding that they need to do a lot of these projects like the Cancer Center, which I don't know if we'll have time to talk about or not, but the Cancer Center that OSF's building is literally going to transform this community. I am just 150% convinced of that. So to have the opportunity to be with the foundation, still, you know, play a part in a lot of the good things that are happening and going to happen in this community, I think it makes it a lot easier. There won't be as much of a feeling like you're just totally walking away and going to be disconnected from everything that's happening in the city.
For much more from this interview, catch our 30-minute special tonight at 5 on 89.9 FM and streaming at WCBU.org. Also tonight, the Peoria County Board meets at 6, and it can be found streaming on Facebook and YouTube. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.